basically, I think we spoke that when you understand how something is different than everything else, then you understand its mode. So if I see a lot of people and I point out so-and-so, I don't differentiate from other people, so I happen to really don't have a taste in him. If I say that he's taller than everybody else, so I have some distinction, but there are other tall ones. When I know a person personally, then I declare what his distinction is, and then I have to speak from the person himself. So the Gedurim are actually very much the definition of the thing itself. So he says, "Vakosav noisen achachma la'aretz." Dichsev Hashem b'chachma yosad aretz kainan shemayim v'sbuna v'dayit ha'tayim v'sivka. So here we have a pasuk that will help us understand the differences. It says, "Hashem b'chachma yosad aretz," and we have the kainan shemayim v'sbuna v'dayit ha'tayim v'sivka. So the first thing it says, "B'davazem ipnei kashemayim yosad chaykim v'nagash in aretz." So aretz is the most immediate. And that's where Chachma comes in. Chachma is the information, the knowledge that is presented to me. So someone tells me X, Y, or Z, that's called Chachma, and it's called Aretz, because it's the most approachable. Now, Tvuna is going beyond it. When I extrapolate from the knowledge I have in front of me, that's Tvuna, that's called Shemayim, because it's a step further. L'fikach roi loseis ha-tvuna sh'yoyse omek b'chachma el ha-shemayim. So that's Shemayim, because it's stepping past where I am. U'kidachsiv gamkein mayim amukim eitz v'lev ish v'ish tvuna sidlena. So it's a much deeper inyan. It's I need to extrapolate outwards. Harei lecha mevua kabina yoyse sichli. L'fikach roi loseis ha-chachma l'aretz ha-tvuna l'shemayim. That gives us Chachma and Bina. V'noisin hadas ala tehoimois. Ki lefima shamarnu. Ki hadas hu shemavtu bin dover ledover. She yedea amitas hadvorim behepro shalahem. Ki moshomer chazal shekovu habdolo b'chaynin hadas. She hadas mavdin dover ledover. She teda mizeh. Ki hadas ayodim mavtu bin dover ledover. So he says like this, that the nekuda of das is, let's give an example. A scientist takes an old folk remedy, willow tree bark, and that used the tree down a fever. And people, that's chachma. In other words, he received a certain amount of knowledge that eating the bark of a willow tree is good for fever. He then says to himself, if it's good for fever, then it's probably good for any type of inflammation. So if you have arthritis, it might be good for arthritis. If a heart attack is caused by some inflammation, it might be good for a heart attack, and so on and so forth. That is Bina, where you build outwards, and you're Madame Milsa LaMilsa, and so on. But to really, so I know that aspirin is a willow tree, I know that it's good for fever, and I guess and theorize that it's good not only for fever, it's good also for any type of inflammation. But in order to dehear why what it is exactly, I need to understand its molecular composition, how the molecule sits, and why that fits, that works and nothing else works. I don't understand, unless I understand why aspirin works and cheese, which is white, doesn't work, I don't really dehear the aspirin. I know aspirin is good enough, but I don't dehear its mohus in a way that is, this is metzias, and that's why it does so and so and so and so. So dehearing the metzias, mitzaratzmoy, is, lies avdola, and that's what hufku tohaimis means, it splits all the way down to the bottom. So when I tell you that aspirin is different than cheese, so even though they're both white, if I tell you it's different because one is crunchy and one is soft, I haven't been oimid on the oimik of the hevdel. The oimik of the hevdel means that it's noikiv yerd out of tahoim. This is this and this is this. And usually it's done by splitting it apart from the thing closest to it. So when I go from aspirin to the next compound that's closest to it chemically but doesn't work on this, when I show that nafkamina lies in these two or three atoms the way they're structured, then I deher them and see the thing itself. So bikia is an act that splits something apart in a very sharp way from other things. And it's noike v'yerid at a time means it's a split that goes all the way. It's not just chitzainistik and afkeminis. It's afkeminis that mamish go till the end. Kevekiu avdol v'yoyma ki b'koyach hadash loy hoimabel tohoim. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mid of das is that which splits things apart. Because das gives you the understanding of what the thing of the emissivity is of something. Kleima, shiroyu adash nizem eshnei shemois, ki adas bo yivoda amitas adava, vashem bo b'chol moka amitas adava mashu be'atzmai. So the shemis are something that are supposed to be magde the emes l'amitav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and since das is something of that mohus, then it's part and parcel of it. I want to explain this a little bit of pshat over here, in what it means to say with gedol hadash and the basis Hashem. The let's explain like the usage and the language of it. There are many adjectives that describe various facets of something else. So if I come along and I say Reuven is good-hearted, so good-hearted is a description of Reuven. Is it the most central description? Is it an essential description? Is this his entire mohus? No idea. Could be he has other tunis that are stronger definitions of who he is and what he is. When I say, imagine So usually adjective is like a sniff that hangs out the word. So when I say Chaim, the good-hearted one, the bright one, the intelligent one, I'm adding an adjective, and without really specifying how much of it I'm describing, and most of the time an adjective describes one dimension, one part of it. When I say Chaim is kindness. Chaim is kindness. Then I'm describing the thing itself. So if I describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Hashem Tzvokos, so I say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Lord of the hosts, that's a description of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midas. But when I say Kael Deus Hashem, I'm saying, it's as if I'm saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an Elokim of Das. I'm using the word das in the sense to say this is what he's about. That's what Kedas Hashem, when I say Chaim's brightness is Chaim himself. Chaim's good-heartedness is Chaim himself. There I've turned it from an adjective to sort of give you a sense that's synonymous with the person himself. So the doubling over saying Kedas Hashem, I'm saying Kaviyochol, the midah, the central midah of Kadosh Baruch Hu is das, and the reason why das is allowed, why we use something like that for that, is because das is a midah that, in a certain sense, is synonymous with emes. because whenever I think about it, if I ask you, tell me what a pencil is, like ask kids, tell me what a pencil is. A pencil is yellow, a pencil is long, a pencil is sharp point. Those are all true statements, but it's not an accurate, it's not a synonym of a pencil. When someone tells me that a pencil is a writing implement that's erasable, or that uses lead, or however else you find pencil, that is emes. The other statements are lacking in emes because I picked up something that's incidental. It could be somebody could make pencils that are purple, and they do make them that are purple. Some make pencils that are short and stubby, and even if they don't make it, but it's just because nobody cares for that. But it's not something that has anything to do with the atzmius of the thing. But when I hit on a nekuda that is the mohus of something, that is the emes of it. And if I don't describe it well, when you're learning a sugya, and the Gemara gives a teretz, the place gives a teretz that you could have given a much better teretz for, that's an understanding that the better teretz is not true. In other words, you always look to find the point that is most central to the thing you're describing. And if you aren't, it's because you can't. So the description of a Kadosh Baruch Hu that is in line with the meanings of Havaya and so on would be Kael Deus Hashem, because Deus is something that has that midah. Kadas Boyivoda Amitas Hadava, Das is the tool for understanding the thing itself, Batsim. Vashem Bo Bechol Mokrim Amitas Hadava Mashratzmoy. And a name is always a description of the thing itself. Well, the Fikar Vosdas Hashem is Kadas Hashem. So since Das is something that ranks equal in a certain sense to it's something which is parallel, I guess, to this midah, to the midah of that mitzvah sadova mashu ba'atzmoi. So the meila, it belongs in the core description of the Shemus Hashem. Okay, that's the end of this piece here. Ve'omar im ein bina in das in das in bina. Now he's going to explain. So he explained what das is and how superior it is to other things. Ve'omar, then he says, im ein bina in das, mein das in bina. But the Maral says this, he said this one, and the Maral says, you say like this, and the Putna brings it always as a sort of a phrase, that the Mishnah, the Shabbos starts with Yitzias HaShabbos Shait. And it's strange, kind of, Lechaz Yitzah is a strange Malacha. We wouldn't start that way. Sechta, we'd start called Gadol, or, you know, Bamei Malikim, if you want to go chronologically. It's not logical at all. And the Maral always says, well, that Shabbos and Yontif are alike in terms of in terms of what you're not allowed to do. It's true that this has an einish of karis, this doesn't, but in terms of observing, it's pretty much the halacha is so flexible. So starting with that nekuda wouldn't, starting with any other malacha would not be defining Shabbos per se. Defining other, you know, because Yom Tov also has the same Yisroel. The one exception is Hoitzah. Since Hoitzah is Shayach in Shabbos and not in Yom Tov, so by describing Shabbos through Hoitzah, describing Shabbos as opposed to the general shabbosim. So the knowledge of how this is, of its mohus, of how it distinct from other things. So if I would tell you a lot of nice things about Shabbos, but I wouldn't tell you things in which Shabbos differs from Yom Tov, I wouldn't be accurately giving you a hand on Shabbos. So he says, "V'amar im ein bina in das, me das in bina." Kleima. Kasha ein kan a bina shem adregel yoina, ein kan das. Ke'elu shtei ma'elis k'shur zebazeh ad shim ein a madregel yoina shem adregel bina, ein la madregel shol funav. So on the one hand, there needs to be some sort of progression in terms of understanding it. And let's take the same muscle. A person decides that aspirin is good. A person realizes that aspirin is good for fever. So one mahalach is to sit down and to come up with a svara why it's good for fever. The svara is based on very little. Based on what pop that you had at the moment, and which is not a good mahalath. But let's say a person says, let me explore. Aspirin works very well for this, doesn't do anything for this, doesn't have even a broken bone, but works well for arthritis. It doesn't work for a nosebleed, but it works well for this. It works. So, okay. So I'm beginning to get a pattern here, and now I can realize it based at the heart of aspirin is some sort of anti-inflammatory, and that's why it'll work in all these cases. So the bina is a necessary step in getting to das, is because I can't touch up something unless I dehair it in its fullness and I understand it in all of its in all the cases that it comes out. The Amma, I think I've told this hundreds of times. Rabbi Shapiro told me when he was a young boy, he had a friend. Was 2 years older than him. And this friend was, he's like saying Torah a lot, and sort of a precocious Rosh Hashiva. And the guy, they were learning, and he came up with a svar, and he said, "Oh, this is a svar to tell the Chazanish." And the two of them went to the Chazanish. So I think Amisha told me that he himself was 13 at the time, 14, was a young kid. The other one was a year or two older. And he starts telling the Chazanish, he tells the Kashi and says, so you can clarify, Hakira, is it this or is it this? So the Chazanish asks him, my nafkamina, like what's a nafkamina to the tzadim if you say this nusach or that nusach? So the boy said, you know, he had heard it, when he had heard Yeshiva Ketana, he told the Chazanish, nafkamina is if you know how to learn on that. But this was a stock phrase that people cast back at you. That understanding itself is important. The nafkamina of lemaisa is not important. So the Chazanish smiled and patted him, and he said, "My dear young boy, just keep clearing chakiris without nafkaminis, and you shall grow up to be a fine amaret." So what the Chazanish meant was that if you can't find any nafkaminis, then it's semantics. If I tell you there are two people, there's Reuven and there's Shimon, and they ask you, so who is taller? It has the same exact height. And who's smarter? Same exact. And who's older? The same exact age. And who's this and that? At some point they tell you, you know, I guess Reuven has two names, Reuven and Shimon, because you haven't given me anything to distinguish one from the other. So the knowing the pratim, where the ischalkus takes place, is an important element. But the etzem hagdar of it is how it splits off from the other one. So a person needs to have these facts to be able to help create the das, and he needs to have his bina. Umasha bina yesim das. In what way? So that's nice of saying him ain't bina ain't das. But how does it go the other way? Mashri is in a das. Dova zet tuchel lumet min abrocha. Shrei amru, ata choyn odem das of lamed lena shbina. Hikdimu a das shukaydim madregel abina shes madregel. Vomei tzol a das ata choynein. Shein tzor vaka chanina bulvat, kwa shes odem matana da chanina. Av labina ata malamed it's odem. Vez a das ama odem, it's a bina ama enesh. Eina me'itcha bina dea behaskel. Rotzuleima habina techeinen lanu aideshe telamir eisanu. K'mesh omu lefnei zeh. So olefikach ama shim ein bina ein das she'elu shneim hem k'shurim zeh bezeh. So he, So here he says something very, very fascinating, which is if you don't have the third step, you don't have the second step. Let's understand what the logic of that is. I mean, it seems to us very counterintuitive. You can't have a third step without a second step, but you certainly can have a second step without a third step. So what is it? What does he mean over here? V'chenim ein adas shuhu maila lemata b'madreges abina ein abina nimtza. K'adas hu k'mo yisayda labina v'efshes adava b'le yisayda. Shrei adas hu yidias adivon k'meshim v'atzon v'dozen k'idia. Shein k'adas hu yivala labina loyla. Shein adava v'chdava v'yisayda b'labina atzon gam ein adava gamkin. Let's talk about this and understand what it means. A little bit of it is we had once seen before in Torah Acharet, and without a goal, you don't have a don't have a road, and so on. What it means is as follows. Let's go back to the example we gave. There's the lamdas, and then there's the different pratim, and so on. If I load you with information, if I tell you aspirin is good for this, and it's good for this, and it's good for this, and it's good for this, mechates those are bina. Those are six different ideas. So you know, each one is its own thing. Where do we see that there's that the kosher with each other? If I can give an example, a very different tchum, when a person has a garment, and he weaves the garment, if he doesn't knot the weave at the end, it falls apart, it unravels. Because the threads going up and down are not miskashet anything. So the weaving itself is more of a circumstance, it's sort of a mikra, it's not be'etzim. It's the knotting it at the end that makes this into a weave. It's not only because it will unravel, but it doesn't. So the muscle. If I sit down and I tell you a shtickle tire with a lot of details, it doesn't have any materials in a shtickle tire, unless there's an akuda that's makashed all together. I once heard somebody speak. I don't know if everyone, like, it was kind of a Mizrahi person. He was in New York for Shabbat Brach, I don't remember what it was. It was in the family, I was there. And the person spoke. So he stalled the Chazal sort of Pasik, and he said over a few different Pirushim, Halchim or something, I don't remember. But there wasn't anything connecting them in any way, except different things they found on a Pasik. It doesn't stay as a Dvar Chachma. It's six different facts. But it's not bina dik. Bina means that because of its mohus, this is why this all came out. So when somebody has a halacha shacharuch with six, seven, eight interesting branches to the halacha, things that are unusual, as long as the person hasn't found an understanding of why it's like that, they remain a bunch of unaffiliated different pieces. I don't even see them as being. In order for Beis to come from Aleph, there has to be a reason for what Aleph is that it's giving birth to Beis. So I say, the Shirish of this halach is such a din, the Nela, this Afkimina, that Afkimina, you need. I say, I get the existence of this because again has a din shtar. So So the Torah Shtar, it needs Eidim, it needs Chassim, it needs this, it needs that, the other thing. So by saying that because every get is Be'etzem Shtar, I've given all the Pratim, Hashem Pratim of it. Bina doesn't just mean added Nekudis. So let's say, go back again. I mean, if let's say somebody discovers aspirins are good for flavoring the cholent, it adds a certain good flavor. It may be correct, but I wouldn't say those are all that's Bina coming from one place. It's aspirin has six different things in it. It's white, and it's slightly tart, and it brings down fever, and it might be good for the cholent, and whatever. So Bina means that derivations of the first halacha. And in order for something to be a derivation, in order for me to firmly say that the reason why aspirin works for arthritis and for fever and for this and for that is mikoyach, what aspirin is be'etzim, I need to be able to say what aspirin is be'etzim. So in the Seder Halimut, it goes first the nekudas that I was given, told, that I saw in front of me. Then I find all sorts of phenomena that come from it, and that's Bina. And if I'm lucky, I'm able to take all the pieces and bring them together and understand that all of these effects are a product of some common point, and that common point, in a certain sense, defines that material. So now all these points get a metzius also. That's the oimek over here. That the all these things get a metzius b'teiras, branches of something common, because that's what they are. So that is the pshat of ein bina in das and das in bina. So the seder advarim in acquiring it is chachma, and then bina and then das, but without the das at the end, The Bina is not going to be Bina. I'll give another mashal, just to Sabbath says it's not part of the same Maharak, but when you build an arch, you build the arch, you start with the pieces on the sides, you keep adding stones, you know, that jut out a little bit, jut out, jut out, jut out, jut out, and then you have the keystone on top, which snaps into place and holds everything. You can't start with the keystone. You start with the side stones. You usually build a frame to hold it, because the clock is sizing it. And then when you can't put a keystone in until every other stone is out in place. That's pashut. But the arch is not an arch without the keystone, and all these stones are going to fall apart, because without that piece making one unit out of all of it, then they are disparate units. They're not a hemshech of one nekuda. They're just different nekudas. That's the musig of ein bina das ein bina. The bina comes first. So im ein bina ein das makes sense in terms of progression. I first need to understand all the properties of something, and then I can deher its metzias. I can deher the lamdas. Im ein das ein bina means that if I don't have a lumdus, if I don't have the nekuda that gives me the nekuda of it all, then basically what I'm going to have is a bunch of different things, and they don't come together in any sense of the word. Okay, any questions?
That's good. That's good.
Okay.
Shkoyach. Thank you, Carlton. Shkoyach.